Good morning, Junior.
Good morning, fellas. How are you?
Good. Are you ready for Friday night? It's the big fight night, and you're taking on the man, Paul Gallen.
Yeah, I'm definitely ready. About two more sleeps to go before we're on the big stage. So it's been a tough 6 weeks, but you know, I definitely feel confident leading into it.
Any nerves?
Anyone? There's always going to be nerves left going into a ring, but obviously, it's a fight, so you've got to do what you've got to do to win. And I'm sure I'm prepared to do that this Friday.
Junior, we all know about Paul Gallen's background, and you know he's always been keen on the fight game, and he's had some pro fights. What about yourself? Where's your interest come from? What's your background as far as the ring's concerned?
Yeah, I myself have never stepped into a ring, so this is going to be a first for me. But in terms of background, you know, I've only done it just try and keep fit. So I put my hand up to the challenge halfway through the year when I was asked if I wanted to fight at the end of the year. I wasn't sure who I was going to fight, but then opportunity came up saying I was going to fight Gallen. So, you know, not everyone gets to say they're going to jump into a ring, and obviously not everyone will get to say they jump into a ring with Gallen as well.
Yeah, certainly. Well, what's the training regime been like, and also your commitment? You've obviously got Raiders training on as well, so I'd imagine you've had to do a bit of juggling there.
Fortunately for me, Sticky's allowed me to stay in Sydney with my training camp here at Minto in Sydney. So I actually haven't returned back to pre-season because I started early. I pretty much started 2 weeks after the season finished.
Okay.
When I got back after the Samoan test against Fiji. So I've been pretty much full on. And it's been a solid past 6-7 weeks. Of boxing five days a week, and you know, some sessions 2-3 sessions a day.
Okay.
It's been pretty full on.
Okay. Well, you'll be nice and fit for the start of the rugby league season. You've just got to survive Friday night.
Yeah. Bit of a head start leading into the footy season, but you know, obviously there is a big task on Friday, and it's a task I'm willing to take on.
Yeah. Did I see? I read an article in the paper maybe a week ago that all the training you've actually reduced some weight that you've been carrying, and you played at sort of about 125 or 128, and you're down a little bit from there as the pre-season's going along, and as you've been doing the boxing training.
Yeah, it's, like I said, it's been a solid six seven weeks, so I'm down to about 119, 120 at the moment. You know, it is a head start on the season, and it's something that I wanted to do to try and get fit too. But, you know, also the challenge on Friday is something that I've always wanted to do as well. So it's worth both ways for me, and, you know, I just can't wait to get into the ring on Friday.
We're lucky enough to be chatting with Junior Paulo, who maybe is lucky or unlucky enough to be getting into the ring with Paul Gallen on Friday night at the Horn and Pavilion. There are still some tickets available for this night. We've also got Chrissy Sando up against Todd Carney in one of the pre-bouts, so we look forward to that as well. Junior, the boys coming up from Canberra to have a look, plus you've got mates still, I imagine, at Parramatta, plus a few at the Panthers and Dragons. You're all over the National Rugby League.
Yeah, a lot of the boys are heading out, so it's going to be a good night. So to all the people who haven't got their tickets yet, make sure they grab them because it's going to be a blockbuster show on Friday.
TK touched on then the Raiders. I know you haven't been down there, but Ricky certainly assembled a big pack of forwards. We were talking about the Foodville, but certainly you'll be a powerhouse this year down there, and a lot of those outside backs and even the middle forwards are going to face Canberra and a very large pack.
Yeah, it should be. I've been talking to all the boys since they've been back at training, and you know, a lot of them have said that a couple of the new boys who've got down there have showed a lot of potential. So it's only right that we try and get the best out of them and each other. And I'm sure it'll be a good pre-season.
Yeah, it certainly will. Junior, Friday night's the night. We wish you all the best. Paul Gallen, obviously a little bit more boxing there, but you sound confident. Good luck. We'll be watching from afar, and I hope it all goes well for you.
Cheers. Thanks, fellas. Thanks for having me.
Good there he is, Junior Paul. Now, tickets are still available. You can go out and buy tickets. I think all the ringside tickets are done,
yep.
But you can still get tickets to the Horden Pavilion, or a.k.a. the
House of Stoush.
The House of Stoush, as TK now calls it, and so do I. So get down there if you want to see a good boxing match. For charity, the charity Fright Night, you've got Junior Paulo v. Paul Gallen, and you've also got Chris Sandow v. Todd Carney.